From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Friday morning.
Morning, Mike.
And I suppose this tells us why so many people have left for Australia. There are jobs.
There are jobs. Interesting numbers, actually. So lots of Kiwis heading across the Tasman at the moment, and there are always many reasons, I guess, but these healthier sort of employment prospects seem to be one of the key drivers. You know, more job opportunities, prospects of higher wages. So what is the state of the Aussie employment market? Well, they released some numbers yesterday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Their unemployment rate, Mike, it fell. It's going the other direction here, but it fell from 4.3 to 4.2. As a reminder, we're in the fives now, hopefully not moving too much higher. So employment moving in a different direction across the two places. So their employment numbers lifted, 24,500 people into jobs. That is quite a big rebound from the previous month. These numbers, by the way, Mike, are all bang on expectations. They're not outside of expectations. But what's interesting here, 60,500 number of people increase in full-time jobs, which was offset by quite a hefty fall in part-time jobs, so people moving from part-time to full-time. The participation rate was steady at 67%. Look, May, June, it had looked like employment was softening quite markedly in Australia, and I think the view is that the employment market is moderating, and economists are expecting unemployment rate to continue drifting higher, but this kind of has put a little bit of a spanner in the works. Underemployment at 5.9%. The other interesting number, we've talked a bit about being a tough market for young people here, and that looks like it's also the case in Australia. The youth unemployment rate over there, 9.8%. Now, better than it was in June. It was over 10% in June, but still much higher than the general observation, the general population. Yeah, probably causes a little bit of a momentary rethink about the future path of RBA policy. I would say now November probably being seen as the likely next move lower in the RBA cash rate. Some people had thought it might be earlier than that, but there's probably a bit of a rethink there.
Now, Vista, which you introduced us to on this program a number of years ago, I distinctly remember it. Let me ask you this question. From what I read yesterday, they seem to be doing quite well, but they're still losing money.
Yeah, although there's a bit of a seasonality here as well. So, yeah, let's talk about Vista Group. Actually, looking at the share price, it's shifted lower this week. It's down around 8.5%, which causes you to look at it. And actually, that shift started before the half-year announcement yesterday. So an interesting insight, into investor psyche, isn't it? Yeah, as you say, we've talked about them before. They're listed on the NZX. New Zealand business with very much a global footprint. So it provides software for cinema complexes all around the world. And basically, everything runs on software now, doesn't it? So business reported 11% revenue growth, which seems pretty good. So cinema is not dead. Box office actually going quite well at the moment. Two highlights, I think, have been Lilo and Stitch and Minecraft. I don't know if you went along to those, Mike.
But, I did not.
No, I saw Minecraft and it was 2 hours of my life I'll never get back. I'm reporting lots of demand from that global customer base. The biggest cinema operators are all in there. A lot of demand for their new cloud product. And this is one of the issues they've got here, because it means they're having to hire more people to help transition customers into that new product. And that's increasing costs in the short term. So yes, first half losing money there, but guidance for full year results are probably the issue here, because they're looking at being at the lower end of previous estimates, so below investor expectations, despite the revenue growth, despite expanding margins, despite the good momentum in client signings and expectations. Mike, always important in terms of short-term price moves. In this case, it's weighing on their share price.
Please tell me the numbers.
I will. Just that PPI number I think you mentioned before, that's quite interesting there, Mike, because, you know, the CPI number earlier this week was quite benign, and this is actually, you think there's some concern now that these PPI numbers are going to drift into and seep into CPI, so a bit of a rethink on inflation. Yes, the numbers, the Dow Jones is down 117 points, a quarter of a percent, 44,805. The S&P 500 down 3 points, so small, 6463, and the NASDAQ down 25 points, when I looked, down 0.11%, 21,689. The FTSE 100 overnight gained a small 12 points, 0.13%, 9177. The Nikkei gave back some of the gains from this week, down 1.45%, 42,649. The Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, 0.46%, 3666. The Aussies yesterday hit. Now, here's an interesting statistic for you, Mike. The Australian market gained 0.53% yesterday, which is exactly the same number as the New Zealand market, which also gained 0.53%. That was 47 points for the ASX 200 and 68 points for the NZX 50, which closed at 12,834. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker, 0.5914 against the US, 0.9110 against the Aussie, 0.5083 euro, 0.4371 pounds, 87.45 against Japanese yen. Gold, $3,338. And Brent crude has edged up a little bit. $66.71.
Have a most excellent weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.